Okay, I would like to address a question that I raised this past Monday evening at my son and new daughter-in-law's at their Sheva Brachos, and just to flesh out the question a little bit more, and then share with you a couple of approaches, and then my take on the issue. So, this week's parsha famously begins Kisavo begins with the Mikra Bikurim, the farmer. Who comes to the Beis HaMikdash, who brings the first fruits and makes this very powerful and beautiful and meaningful declaration, explaining the history of our people, and specifically the experience of the Jews in Mitzrayim. And we're very familiar with this declaration because it's the psukim that we use Seder night. When we tell over the story of when we fulfill the mitzvah, we got to Levincha, say tonight during the Magid, we tell the story, we use these psukim. We don't run through the entire parshios of Shmos, Vayirabo, Bishalach, but rather we just take these few psukim that are basically a synopsis of the Egyptian experience. Then the Baal Haggadah, the author of the Haggadah, then extrapolates after every phrase, explains a little bit about, which each, what the passage of takeaway is of each phrase. Okay, so that's, we're very familiar with that. And what piqued my curiosity this year is that, the farmer makes that declaration. He makes that statement, Lifnei Hashem, before God. He's in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah says he actually enters into the Azara, into the courtyard. I'll show you in a moment where exactly the farmer is going to stand. But then what I thought that I never really paid attention to is that that's not the first statement that he makes. Because if you read carefully the beginning of the parsha, we're told in the third pasuk that the first thing that happens when he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnayos describe very beautifully the whole procession. There's a very long procession. The farmer, wherever he's coming from in Israel, Tveria, Ashdod, Tel Aviv, where Be'er Sheva, wherever he's coming from, people will join him along the way. Other farmers, people go out to greet these individuals. Certainly, once he reaches Yerushalayim, the shop owners, they stop what they're doing, and there's a whole procession, the flutes playing, and there's dancing and celebration. But when he finally gets to the Beis HaMikdash, so here the pasuk then picks up the story and says, "Vasel haKohen Asher Yab Yamim." He comes to the Kohen who will be around in those days. There's a very Rashi quotes a Sifri, why it has to mention who's around at that time, like who else is going to come to, but that's for another time to discuss. And when he comes to the Kohen, so he makes a sort of like a pre-declaration. This is, again, this thing I never really noticed before. V'amarte love, he will say to the Kohen, Higadati hayom l'Hashem Elokecha. I have come today to Hashem your God. For I have come to the land, Asher Nishba Hashem Elav Aseinu Lases Lanu, the land that God has promised our forefathers to give to us. So, he knocks on the door of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen says, "Who's there?" And the farmer says, "It is I, who have come to Hashem, your God, because I've come to the land that God has given to us." And I guess he says that magic formula. Then the Kohen will open the door. Okay, come on in. The Kohen takes the basket of fruit that's in his hand. And he plays it before the mizbeach. So now he's gone all the way into the inner, azara. He's not into the actual building of the kodesh where the shulchan, the menorah, and the mizbeach hazav, the golden altar is. But he's in the large mizbeach, the outer mizbeach, which is using area reserved only for kohanim, and he's now as Yisraelim usually don't go there. The only time Yisrael would really only go there would be there sometimes for the if he bring a korban and would participate in the shechita, the sacrifice that would be taking place in the north of the altar. Usually the area was off limits to a Yisrael, to a non kohen, but here this non kohen would enter into that area. Place the basket before the Kohen, and then once he gives the basket to the Kohen, and then now the famous declaration. My father was a wandering Aramean. He went down to Egypt. And the whole story. You know what happened to the Jews in Egypt? God, we were afflicted there. We cried out. God took us out. With a strong hand, outstretched arm. Miracles, wonders. He brought us to this place. He gave us this land. He gave us this land flowing with milk and honey. Now he brought the first fruits that God has given to me. And I've now placed them before Hashem, your God. You shall bow down. You shall rejoice in all the good that God has done for you. So, again, so my question is like, why that opening statement? Why that, like, declaration? Why is that necessary before he makes his major statement? Why does he have to first proclaim to the Kohen to explain why he is there? So I didn't see a lot of Mephoreshim who asked this question, but I noticed at least two. So one is the Aznayim LaTorah. Aznayim LaTorah, Zalman Sorotskin. So he says the following. Uvalak, you come to the Kohen. Lo kedei limafam. You're not coming to the Kohen to say Mikra Bikurim. Again, that, those four or five psukim of the Arami Oveda V, that you're not saying to the Kohen. Sharei lefnei Hashem, you say it before God. That's your prayer. That's your tefillah, your personal prayer that you say before HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside the Beis HaMikdash. Kinyan Shenemar, Vanisa Amart lefnei Hashem, you say it before God. So what's this comment, this one pasuk comment that he says to the Kohen that I've arrived to Hashem, your God, I've come to the land that God has promised us. Ella, so what's that statement? Ella kedei lekabel reshus mimenu lehodos likur lefnei Hashem. He's basically asking permission from the Kohen to basically to enter and to give gratitude to Hashem. Kenemar b'malachim, like we say during the davening, when we refer to the angels, v'nosim rishos zelazeh, right? It's the angels give permission one to the other to praise God, to say kadosh 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 Hashem tzvakos v'loch haaretz kodo. Where the Mephoreshim there explain that the malachim are on different levels, and so it's only appropriate to ask permission to be able to to praise Hashem, to come before God's chariot. And to make those statements. And so, like on the surface, I think what he's saying is that normally a non-Kohen is not allowed to enter. Right, this area is off limits. So it's sort of like knock knock, who's there? Oh, it's I. Hello, I'm Mr. Farmer, and I've come for a very specific purpose. I brought my first fruits, right? And I want to. Demonstrate and to say before God that I've come to this land. The Kohen hears that, says, okay, come on in. All right, so like that's the Aznayim LaTorah. This is like, this is just sort of like giving permission. This is a, explaining why he's there and why he wants to enter. That's what the Aznayim LaTorah suggests. The Malbim goes a little bit of a different direction. And he says, why does he have to make the statement to the Kohen before he makes the more formal statement before God? The statement to the Kohen is to set the tone. It's for the farmer to remind himself why he's there. Because if the person who's bringing the first fruits does not understand what the mitzvah he's about to do, perform, is all about, like when you enter into the Beis HaMikdash, you just don't walk into the Beis HaMikdash. This is not like a tourist, a chavaya experience. Today there's a big debate. You got to enter into the Temple Mount. Well, it's a political question. It's also a halachic, religious question. allowed to enter to different parts of the Harabayas. Right? Certain parts are off limits. If you're tame, you haven't been sprinkled with the paraduma ashes, which you don't have today. And so, if you're going to enter there, like, you just don't go there, for, again, the taking the selfie and showing all your friends, hey, this is where I was. Like, it's like a serious thing to go to go there. And you're going to want to go there. You have to go there for the right reasons, and to have the proper frame of mind. And so before the farmer enters into the Beis HaMikdash, he's the Kohen's role is to remind this person why they're coming and why they're about to enter. Again, according to the Zalman Tzoretzkin, it's to ask permission. Maaz is not to ask permission; it's rather for the farmer himself just to remember and to get prepare himself for what he's about to do. He continues, "Shala chesed agadol shasa Hashem leklal uma." He has to remind himself of the great kindness that God has done in general for the Jewish people, and the specific kindness that he's done for this specific farmer. You've given us this land. The kindness that God has given us this wonderful land flowing with milk and honey, the land of Israel. And as a result, maybe Dor LeBeis Hashem, as well as these, he needs to then express his gratitude by giving a gift to God, right? The first fruit is a gift to God. So that's the Malbim. Again, these two approaches: one is to ask permission to enter; the other is to remind the farmer why he has arrived, right? Why he is there. What is this experience all about? What's its purpose? So I just want to add to this, and this is what I was suggesting to at the Shemar Brachos the other night. I spoke to my son, my new daughter-in-law, that perhaps an additional level. Yeah, it's kind of funny saying my daughter-in-law, but an additional level, I guess, of interpretation or understanding is that. What is the role of the Kohen? So on the one hand, the role of the Kohen is, is a ritual role, right? The Kohen is the guardian of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen is the one who, assists you in the waving, the bringing of the Bikurim. When you have Korbanos, it's the Kohen who, does the Avodah, the service with the animals, with the sacrifices. But that was a very limited role of the Kohen. If you looked at a Kohen's yearly calendar, there was a very short period of time when the Kohen was actually in the Beis HaMikdash. The time of the second Beis HaMikdash, there were 24 Mishmaros, or there was this rotation. There's 24 Kohen families, and you basically would be working, 2 weeks out of the year, depending upon how things worked out, And the rest of the time, where were you? You weren't in the Beis HaMikdash. You were back at home, wherever you lived. In fact, on Tisha B'Av, we actually mention the communities where these 24 families live scattered throughout Israel, one of the kinos that we say at Tisha B'Av morning. And what did the Kohanim do when they were home the vast majority of the year? So they were the mentors of the Jewish people. They were the religious guides. They were the original rabbis of the Jewish people. Their role was to teach and to be there for the Jewish people, to be mentors and to set an example for the rest of the Jewish people. And therefore, what I want to suggest, again, I didn't see anyone says this, but I just think on some level it makes sense. Is that, we've discussed in the past that, there's a danger of being a farmer. The danger of being a farmer from a religious, spiritual perspective is that it requires constant work from sunrise to sunset. You're toiling day and night, and it requires a lot of effort, a lot of exertion, and there's little time, during the day to pursue spiritual matters. as opposed to shepherding, where you basically, you allow the flock at a certain point just to graze on their own, and you can sit there, learning Torah or whatever it is, davening Saint Tehillim. The farmer doesn't have time for that, and a farmer can slowly perhaps lose their connection to Hashem, and therefore, again, we've suggested in the past why that's why there's so many mitzvos associated surrounding farmers to help remind them of their connection to Hashem. The various responsibilities they have towards the poor, leaving the corner of the field for the poor, and things that they drop and things that they forget to cut, certain things like at Shechem and Peah, the Truma and the Maaser, different things they have to give to the Kohen and to the Leviim, the Maaser Sheni, they have to bring to the base of, they have to bring to Yerushalayim, they have to leave the town and eat the food in Yerushalayim, be surrounded by spiritual things, by being near the base of Mikdash, to be reminded of their connection to Hashem. The Shemitah, once every 7 years, stop working entirely, and an entire year be focused on God and spiritual matters. So there's this, there's this danger, and there's things built into the system to keep the farmer connected to God. But the Kohen, presumably, one of the jobs of the Kohen would be to go, around from farm to talk, to preach, to engage these farmers, and to set up a shir at night to learn, whatever the case may be, to help keep these people connected to Hashem. And so therefore, perhaps that when this farmer, specifically with his first fruits, and one of the messages of the first fruits is that the first fruits, when they're your first, we talked about this also in the past, when you, the first time the when I know, and I said this in the past, like with our in our backyard, when you plant a you plant a vegetable garden, that first tomato that appears, that first cucumber, you're so excited and you can't wait to eat it and to enjoy it. But what does the Torah say? Don't take it for yourself. Bring it to God, right? Don't express your gratitude to God. Yes, you worked, you toiled day and night, but ultimately it's because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed things to grow, the rain to fall, and allowed it to be successful. Express your Hakaras HaTov to Hashem. So now you're coming to the Beis HaMikdash, and I think what you want to do is you want to first go to the Kohen. You want to thank the Kohen. You want to tell the Kohen, I got it, right? The message wasn't lost on me. I'm still connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? He got the Ayom Hashem, I've come to Hashem, your God. You've been telling me about Hashem, about Hashem, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now I'm here. I have arrived. I've come to this land that God has promised us, and I worked the land and I toiled the land, but I haven't forgotten Hashem. And again, it could be it's a the Torah wants you to, as you're giving thanks to Hashem, you're also giving thanks to the Kohen. And what I told my David and Rivki, I told them that you need to appreciate your mentors, and you have to be mentors for one another, right? You have to be like you have your relationship with Hashem, but you have your relationship with each other. But your relationship with each other is to be so supportive of one another, and to be encouraging one another in spiritual and godly matters. And so I think that perhaps like that's what the message here of this encounter with the Kohen is all about. The primary thing that you're going to do, the featured event is you making this famous declaration lifnei Hashem before Hashem. But before you do that, you first again as Naam the Torah says, you ask permission to enter, because normally you, as a non-Kohen I'll enter. You as the Malbim says, need to remind yourself why you're there, to have kavanah for this mitzvah. I want to add that you're also giving gratitude and thanks to the Kohen, because perhaps it was the Kohen who kept you on track and kept you focused and reminded you of your connection to Hashem. You come there and you tell, yeah, I'm here, Kohen. I've done what you told me to do. I'm ready to go. And I want to appreciate this blessing that I have to live in the land of Israel. And I haven't forgotten my connection to Hashem. And you know, we all need mentors, right? We all need people, you know, friends, rabbis, teachers, you know, who can help us and support us and be there to guide us and to help us, you know, to when we have questions and to encourage us in our relationship with God, because there are lots of distractions in life, lots of things that you know, that keep us focused on other things. And we have people who are there, you know, as a support to constantly encourage us and to guide us and to further our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, I want to wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos.